We're the station with Party Line, 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. WILO, Frankfort, broadcasting worldwide at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Thank you for making Clinton County Daily News your number one resource for the news you need in Clinton County. Now available is Party Line On Demand. Just click the On Air tab. Also now available is Help Wanted, where you can find a job or, if you're a business, find out how to advertise the jobs you already have available. Also, while you're there, let us know your opinion by answering the poll question of the week. And make sure you check the real-time weather radar. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your local free online newspaper.
Hi, folks. This is Steve Christopher from Hearing Care Professionals in Frankfort. Have you heard about the Starkey Halo made for iPhones? Stream your hearing aid directly to your phone for better hearing in noisy environments. Call me at 659-4327 for a free demo. That's 659-HEAR. I'd love to help you hear better.
Hearing Care Pro.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, is Ivy Tech seriously the top choice of Indiana's high school seniors? We seriously are. And the top choice of Indiana's adult students, thanks to such reasons as our experienced instructors, our state-of-the-art facilities, our more than 150 program options, and a tuition that's still under $4,000 a year. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related.
Mom, Dad,
we just dropped by to pick up your
rent check.
I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
What if I just move back into my old room?
Oh, you mean Dad's new man cave?
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Stop by and see Jennifer Ping at 1746 East Wabash Street in Frankfort or call 765-654-7028.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
And welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsor, Jennifer Ping, Shelter Insurance, Kramer Lumber DeWitt Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Johnny V's Main Street Grill, Ivy Tech Community College, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Our in-studio guest is supposed to be Laura Archibald from Healthy Communities of Clinton County. She is not quite here yet, so she is on her way, though, so we'll just go ahead and keep this thing rolling. We'll just keep us an open line until she gets here. 659-3338 is number. If you want to go ahead and call, we can just keep talking here for a little bit more. A couple of interesting little medical things I caught here that I thought was just extremely interesting. Amazon is putting a temporary stop to its plan to sell pharmaceutical drugs to hospitals through its business marketplace. CNBC reports that Amazon faces challenges from selling in bulk to large hospitals and constructing a logistics network to deliver the drugs through Amazon Business, which sells bulk items to business customers. CNBC also reports that the company is centering on providing less temperature-sensitive medical supplies to hospitals and small clinics through Amazon Business, but is finding its challenges that with that business as well. Stocks on some healthcare and pharmaceutical distribution companies shot up on the news. Ketamine, a popular club drug, and I have seen this, but I'm not familiar with it, but I do know what this is, could help people in the fight against depression. A new study by Janssen Research in the Yale School of Medicine looked at people who were considered suicide risks. Those who were given ketamine showed improvement in depression symptoms in a matter of weeks. The effects weren't long-term, however, but researchers suggest that the drug could be used to help people at imminent risk of suicide. The study is going to be published in the American Journal of Psychiatry. So just, if you ever see ketamine out and around, you might want to consider that if you're having a little bit of depression for whatever. Netflix is counting more subscribers than expected, even after it's raising its subscription rates. The streaming service announced yesterday that it has added more than 7.4 million new subscribers in the first quarter of this year. That's a million more than the company expected, and it comes with after Netflix raised its prices. The most popular Netflix plan now costs $10.99 a month. After last fall's $1 a month increase, Netflix revenue jumped 43% to $3.6 billion, and its profit is up almost 40% to $290 million. Yeah, drop in the bucket. Back to Syria here for a second. The Pentagon says the U.S. is not behind reported airstrikes on a Syrian airbase near Homs. Mueller reports cited Syrian state media saying Syria air defense defenses intercepted missiles fired at a base in the western part of the country. A Pentagon spokesman tells Reuters that there is, quote, no U.S. military activity in the area at this time, unquote. Just days ago, the U.S., Britain, and France launched airstrikes targeting Syria's chemical weapons operations. So, well, that is a ongoing, continuing story. This I find really interesting, especially in considering the fact of everything that's been going on in the society today about who's been abusing who. Mariah Carey, you all remember Mariah, the songstress with the long vocals. Well, she is reportedly being sued by her former manager, Stella Bolochkinov, I guess. According to Mueller reports, Carey's former handler is claiming the diva owes her an undisclosed yet large amount of money for the 3 years that they worked together. Bolochkinov also accused it's like that singer, unquote, of sexual harassment, including alleging that Carey was often naked in front of her, and she claims that Carey has a substance abuse problem. Lawsuit seeks an undisclosed amount of damages and interest. So Mariah Carey, now on the other end of that, it's been usually women who, men have been on the receiving end from women. Now it's the other way around. And this I find extremely interesting as well, because here is T-Mobile being fined $40 million after being accused of covering up poor cell service with false rings. The Federal Communications Commission announced the settlement, which requires the company to implement a compliance plan to fix the problem. The company claims the false ringtones were stopped last January. False ringtones make it seem like someone isn't answering the phone, when in fact the call was unable to go through due to cell service issues. An FCC order says, quote, false ringtones are a problem on calls to rural areas and are symptoms of the problems of impaired quality and incompletion of calls to rural areas, unquote. In a statement, T-Mobile said, quote, our actions have always focused on better serving our customers, and ringtones oversight, which was corrected in January of 2017, was unintentional. So T-Mobile gets themselves in some deep stuff, and now we're being joined by Laura Archibald of Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition. Laura, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning. Not much. How are you?
I'm fine. You getting ready for the volunteer fair like the rest of us are today?
Absolutely.
I thought you might be doing something like that.
That and trains.
Oh, God. Well, trains are always so much fun around here. I mean, they never.
It's the back and forth ones that get you.
Well, you know, the thing is, and the problem is that they're getting so much now as they come all the way into town before they decide they want to back up, and then it's like, okay, enough is enough.
I finally went around.
You guys got a lot on the plate coming up here, don't you?
We do. We're always really busy at the end of the school year trying to get things wrapped up in the schools. And we have our Stepping on Stigma Mental Health Awareness 5K Run Walk coming up here May 12th. We've got the Points of Light Volunteer Fair this evening. So, yeah, we have a lot of things going on. It seems like it's always busy here at the end of the school year.
And then also you have a luncheon coming up Thursday out at Arborwood. Talk a little bit about that.
That is a community conversation, and what it is to discuss where the community is on smoke-free air policy. You know, it doesn't do any good to pursue things if it's something that the community doesn't support. So we need to really find out what it is that our community wants related to smoke-free air policy and see where we're going. You know, there's a lot of concern about the amount of cigarette butts that we've picked up at the parks. You know, there's a high rate of people smoking out at the parks, in the playground areas where kids are. People think that because it's outside, it's okay, but it still gives kids exposure to second and third hand smoke, which is very dangerous. As adults, our hearts can handle that stimulant of the nicotine, but kids have a lot harder time with that. Their hearts aren't well developed muscles like they are as adults. So they have a hard time with that second and third hand exposure to smoke, and we want to protect them.
Does cigarettes take, what, 10 years, or does it take a little longer to get totally out, to totally be gone, out of the evaporate?
It's actually longer, you know.
How much longer is it now?
They actually don't even know, because some parts of the cigarette butts are, the filter parts are not biodegradable. So, it takes a long, long time. The parts that are start to deteriorate within 10 years. So, you know, the parts that aren't biodegradable are just litter that we're going to, you know, have in our environment forever. So,
do you sense that this community is ready to have some smoke-free air policies around, or are we still going to, is that going to be a battle you're going to have to fight for a long time?
You know, we don't know. And that's why we want to have that community conversation. We want to feel out what the community feels about this before we proceed with anything. I do think the community is ready to protect the children. I think even if you're an adult smoker, I think you don't want to expose children to anything that's dangerous and toxic. So I think things like smoke-free parks, things like that, I think the community is ready for that. A community-wide smoke-free air policy, I don't know. That's why we're going to have that conversation and see where we stand as a community.
But also, you are going to have some smoke-free days or a smoke-free fair at the Clinton County Fair this summer, though,
aren't
you?
It will. The Clinton County Fair is going to be smoke-free for the whole week of the fair and all fair-related events, so like the early judging and things like that. And we've done that for several years now with the new fair council went and presented, and they were in support of that. You know, the Clinton County Fair is a 4-H fair, and it's a family event, and children are present pretty much at all parts of the fair. So it seems like a natural step, and we've really had no negative feedback, and we've been doing that for several years. That's one of the indicators, I think, that shows that our community is ready for smoke-free air policy related to children.
You know, and the thing of it is, initially when that thing first came out, I can remember that you guys had to fight that tooth and nails.
We did. You know, for several years, we would get a smoke-free day. Mm-hmm. And when I came to Healthy Communities, I got thinking about it, and I talked with Carol Price, and we decided, you know what, if this is about the kids need to fight their battle. So we partnered with the junior leaders and Karen Crum, and the junior leaders actually did the entire presentation. They made posters. They went and talked to the fair council to get that passed. And, you know, it's hard to talk to tell kids no when they're saying, hey, we want you as adults to step up to the plate and protect us. You know, that's a hard thing to say no to. And so it passed. And then when I think that first year it was so successful and we didn't have any backlash and we didn't have any problems, then they were like, yeah, this is a good thing. And so we've had that smoke-free fair for several years now.
Now, not only have you got that luncheon on Thursday, you got your community dinner coming up next Thursday.
We do. It is, like I told you, it is a super busy time of year. I would encourage anyone who's interested in what Healthy Communities does to come next Thursday at 5 o'clock to Arborwood, a week from Thursday here, mm-hmm. and come and find out what we do. Our guest speaker is Justin Phillips from Overdose Lifeline, who has some Clinton County ties and who has taken a tragic personal experience and made it into something that she helps other people throughout the state. She's going to be a really good speaker. I'm confident of that. And it'll also be kind of an annual health report. What we do is try to let the community know about all of the things that Healthy Communities does, all the people that we've reached, some success stories. And this year, we're going to have a couple of awards that we want to give to people. And in line with tonight's volunteer fair, we're going to award some certificates to our really good volunteers that are there for us all the time. And we have a solid base of volunteers, some recruited at that Points of Light fair last year, that really help us do things like free health screenings throughout the county and things like that. So we want to recognize those people for the things that they do.
You think you might be able, or you going to have anything new to unveil at the dinner on next week?
We really want to unveil the things that we are planning to do on the preventative side of opioid use, and then talk a lot about our new health insurance navigation program through Covering Kids and Family. I still think we've only been doing that about 6 months now, and people don't know about that. And we want to talk a lot about that. And then mental health. Mental health is the other thing that we've really been working on in the last 6 to 12 months that we want to talk about the strides that we've made there.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and take a break right now. Our sponsors are Jennifer Ping, Shelter Insurance, Kramer Lumber DeWitt Center, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, and Compass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Johnny V's Main Street Grill, Ivy Tech Community College, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and we'll be right back.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Hi, I'm Angie from Kramer Lumber. Thinking of remodeling your kitchen? If so, then Craftmade and Kramer have something important for you to consider. Your kitchen isn't just where you cook, eat, and clean. It's the hub of your home. It's your real living room. We at Kramer Lumber can show you how to use Craftmade cabinetry to remodel your kitchen for just the ways you live. Craftmade kitchens for the real living room.
Kramer Lumber, we're the friendly ones. We are Kramer Lumber.
Does your yard or patio need a makeover? I know mine does, but I'm not an expert. But I know who is. Hardesty Landscaping. There's no job too large or too small that Hardesty Landscaping won't give you a professional design. One that fits your budget and needs. If you can dream it, they can build it. Whether it's a fire pit, patio, fountain, water garden, retaining wall, or shrubs, trees, and flowers, call Hardesty Landscaping today at 242-6015. That's 242-6015.
Have you ever noticed that sometimes the best windows in your home are the ones you don't even notice? Windows that don't stick. Windows that don't have cold air rushing in around them. They don't rattle in the wind or remind you how bad they are when you get your energy bill. The best windows in your house don't fog between the panes either. Have quiet enjoyment of your beautiful new windows from the window experts at Welty Custom Exteriors, serving all of Central Indiana, from 800-466-7231. Welty Custom Exteriors.
At Encompass Credit Union, we provide a list of financial services, from online and mobile banking technology to easy-to-apply online loan applications. We offer credit cards and loans at competitive rates, so stop by or give us a call. We can tell you all about the services we offer. We're an equal housing lender. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Federally insured by NCUA, online at EncompassCU.org.
Community-minded, just like you.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
And welcome back to Party Line. The best Mexican food around can be found at Pepe's Restaurant in Frankfort. Pepe's offers a great selection of daily lunch specials for just $5.99. They have a Mexican pizza that's one of the best in north central Indiana. If you ever get a crave for the best fajitas around, check out Pepe's. While you're there, ask about their half-price margarita day. That's Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, not south of the border, but on the south side of the square in downtown Frankfort. Where our in-studio guest is Laura Archibald, Executive Director of the Clinton of the Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition. Laura, a little bit before the break, you sort of brought up mental health. Talk a little bit where you guys really want to go with the mental health issue.
One of the things that we really have come to notice in the last few years is that mental health and substance abuse seem to be highly related. And so we believe that on that preventative side, if we can get people help for mental health issues, that will help prevent some of that self-medicating with drugs and alcohol and hopefully decrease our opioid use rate here in Clinton County. So we really, the first step about that is raising awareness. Mental health and mental illness is like any other illness, any other health problem. And most people actually fit the criteria for mental illness at some point in their life. You know, we all have things. I would say I fit in that category. I don't think of myself as a depressed person normally, but when I was 29 and my husband died and, you know, I had two little kids at home, certainly some situational depression set in. And, you know, thank goodness that I had strong people in my life that helped me get through that and the power of prayer. So I think almost all adults at some point in their life go through mental health issues, but there's a stigma attached to it. So people are afraid to talk about it. People are afraid to get help. And we really need to reduce that stigma. And until we do, until we reduce that, you know, stigma, I'm afraid that we're going to continue to see increasing opioid rates, increased suicide rates, which is something that we already have a high suicide rate. And Indiana actually is, the number one place in the nation that kids contemplate suicide. And I think we have to really look at that and do what we can to help decrease that stigma so that teens and adults alike are not afraid to reach out for help.
Do you think that most people who get depressed understand what's really going on, or do they just not know, or are they scared, or a combination of all of that?
I think a combination of all of that. Sometimes I think it hits you out of nowhere, and mental illness very often peaks in late teens and early 20s, and you could have not struggled with mental illness issues your whole life, and then boom, it hits you like a freight train. Or like I said, there's those things that happen in life that are situational, or kids go to college and they're overwhelmed and they don't know how to talk about it or deal with it. You know, there's all kinds of things that happen along that pathway that can lead to mental health issues and the stigma attached to it. I remember when the shootings happened in Florida, a person from the NRA said, was talking about the young man who pulled the trigger, and her comments were he was nuts and he was crazy. We have to stop using words like that. That associates a negative connotation with mental illness. And that's why people don't get help, because they don't want to be labeled. They don't want a nuts label or a crazy label. And these are just people like me, people like you, people like the listeners who struggle with mental health issues. And they need to be able to feel like they can get help without being stigmatized or a label attached to them.
You know, and I agree with what you're saying, but also I'm thinking like, okay, if you don't use the words that you used, what words can you use to kind of get the point across that we're talking about?
Somebody that's suffering with mental illness, just like if you suffer with diabetes or you have high blood pressure, it needs to be okay to say, I have depression. Okay. I have anxiety, and it not be judged for that. You know, if I say I have hypertension, nobody thinks, oh, well, she's a terrible person. She's crazy. She's this. She's that. And nobody sticks a negative connotation to that. They think, oh, she has high blood pressure. That's bad, you know, and it's okay to get treatment. But when people stick words and terms to things related to mental health that are negative, it makes people not want to seek treatment. You know, people, I'm embarrassed to say I see a counselor, a therapist. People shouldn't be embarrassed. Mm-hmm. You know, you wouldn't be embarrassed to go to the doctor for your blood pressure. You're not embarrassed that you take blood pressure medicine. You're not embarrassed that you exercise every day or you reduce your salt intake. So people who have mental health issues, it's a health issue. They shouldn't be ashamed to be able to seek treatment.
And also tomorrow night now, Healthy Communities is going to be part of the Center Township and United Way for Clinton County Opioid, another panel discussion being held at the high school at the cafeteria tomorrow night. What are you guys going to talk about tomorrow night?
Libby Smith is going to be representing Healthy Communities tomorrow evening, and she's going to be talking about a program called Q-Source that we're doing in the county. And what that program is we were one of six programs in the entire nation chosen by CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And what we're doing is Libby and Cheryl from Q-Source are going in and educating prescribers. So by prescribers, that could be physician assistants, physicians, dentists, anyone who can write a prescription. So prescribers, and they educate them on how to look at what are called inspect reports, which are reports where they can pull up and see what prescriptions have been filled by individuals at pharmacies throughout the state, and how to use that program so that they're alerted to if they have people who are drug seeking and doctor shopping and prescription seeking. And then they also are working with IU Hospital in the emergency room, trying to reach out to the people who are frequent flyers in there seeking narcotics so that they can offer them alternatives and help.
Have the numbers been as staggering as I have a feeling they probably are when they find out results, when they start doing a little surfing like that?
It is. It's very devastating, and I think that people overlook things because if you're not someone who has a substance use disorder, I think you don't think like somebody with a substance use disorder. So you don't think about things like doctor shopping and going to the ER in between the doctors and going to dentist, those sort of things. So I think that, you know, it's eye-opening to prescribers because they don't have that mentality. They don't see the things that people do to go out of their way to get opioids.
What was your reaction to the fact of the report that came out here, I'm going to guess 2 weeks to a month ago, talking about the doctors making a bunch of money off of the opioids and prescription drugs?
Oh, it doesn't surprise me. I talked about it when I was here before. I mean, it was actually part of the reimbursement. What's really interesting, we went down to Atlanta for the National Opioid Summit a couple of weeks ago, and one of the breakout sessions that I went into was really great, and it showed some things that managed care entities like healthcare insurance coverage, what they're doing to fight this problem. And actually, the tide is turning, and there are Anthem in Michigan is doing a program where for these six or seven surgeries, if a physician discharges someone from the hospital without an opioid prescription, they get reimbursed at a higher rate than someone who discharges a patient with an opioid prescription.
Okay. We've got a caller here for you. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Good morning, Laura and Ken.
Carl, how you doing?
Fine.
What's up?
Laura, there's so much stuff out there that is bad for people's health now, and I know you're trying to do a good job and everything, you know, with our tobacco and our cigarettes and all of our drug problem that we have and everything. But have they ever done a study on McDonald's? You know, I go to McDonald's and get me a sandwich, a small fry, and a cup of coffee, and I see these people in there. They're so big they can't even bend over and touch their toes.
Yeah, you know? I'm sure there's a lot of studies done on the dangers
well,
of fast
food.
Well,
they order two Big Macs, a large fry, and they say, oh, I better have a Diet Coke, you know. You know, I think, well, man, a regular Coke ain't going to hurt you with all that stuff. You know, you might as well go ahead and have the full throttle there, you know.
That's just a snack.
But I think the health problem that I see, even when I travel to other states and everything, is the people's weights. I've never seen so many people this day and age. Of course, I didn't see them back in the 50s and 60s like this, but they're just so big, and I don't know why they want to keep eating like that.
Yeah, obesity is certainly a huge issue, and it's a huge concern in the Midwest. Indiana has very high obesity rates. Some of the things that we do at Healthy Communities to help that is we do have walking and biking programs, and we also are starting a community garden this summer so that people will have free access to fresh, healthy produce. And that's a program that we're just getting off the ground. And if the weather will cooperate, we'll get it planted very soon here. We haven't had much cooperation from the weather, but we realize that that's an issue. And having access to healthy food, one of the appealing things about places like McDonald's and other fast food restaurants is it's quick and it's cheap. And, you know, people say healthy food is more expensive. That is actually true. It is. And so we want to be able to provide a place where families can go and they can help work in a garden, learn life-sustaining skills for their children, teach them those, and be able to have access to free, healthy produce. We're going to be planting some fruit trees throughout the county. We'll have the county garden, and we're hoping to expand that program next summer to one in each small town.
Well, I think you're doing a good job, so you just keep up your work.
All right, thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
All right, thanks, Carl. You take care. Yeah, anybody wants to chime in, 659-3338 is the number. Speaking of that conference in Atlanta, what did all, you know, what all did you learn? And I think that you guys were down there for what, almost a week?
Yeah, almost a week, 4 days. It was wonderful. It was very well set up, great speakers. The thing I probably enjoyed the most was they had different tracks that people could take. So we had some people from law enforcement, so they could go in the law enforcement track. I went into prevention and also some into for pregnant women, since we do a lot of prenatal programs. And Nancy Ward went into, you know, the track for judicial. I mean, everybody's kind of had a track that they could take. Rodney was in public health track. And so we were all able to gather lots of information from different sources. They had some vendor booths set up that you could find out about programs that we didn't even know existed, get some free samples of things, get contact information. It was really a very beneficial thing. It was nice to see a team of people from Clinton County there. I'm sure there were other people or groups like that down there, but we didn't meet any. I thought it was very neat, and it was unique that we had a group of people from so many different organizations down there trying to do the right thing for Clinton County.
And that's got to be very satisfying when you go to a thing like that. It's as far away as it is, and you have, and we were so well represented in that type of situation.
It was, and you know, it's what makes our community, I think, different, is we don't have one person who's trying to make this better. We know that this is going to take a community effort. And so having somebody from all different sectors of the community working on that problem is the only way we're going to solve it. And you know, I went to an opioid summit several months ago, and the speaker, his theme was that community is the answer. And when I was down there, that just kept ringing in my mind. We brought a community. You know, we brought way more people down there to fight that problem than probably any other individual county. And I feel like we have the right people on the team. I think we have like goals and mission, and, you know, we're doing follow-up meetings and developing work teams. It's no longer just talking. You know, people are doing. So I think that we're going to see some real progress.
But, you know, I hate to say it in this term, but I think it's kind of come the time is either put up or shut up time.
Absolutely.
Because people, I think, are tired of this. And I think, you know, you guys are tired of seeing the same things that you're in.
Absolutely. And here's the thing is I think if we've learned anything is that there's no one answer. I mean, this is going to be a multi-tiered, multi-pronged approach by lots of people. It's a community approach, not a center township approach, not a healthy community approach. It is a Clinton County approach, and that's the only way that we're going to win this battle.
Okay. Anything else you want to mention before I turn you loose?
No, just a reminder that a week from Thursday is our annual event at Arborwood, 5 p.m. Anyone in the community is welcome to come. I strongly encourage you do. And if you would just give us a call at 659-6063 to RSVP, that would be wonderful.
Okay. Laura Archibald, the Executive Director of Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition, thanks. It's always great to have you in here.
Thank you, Ken.
All right, I'll talk to you later on. That'll do it for today's show. Our sponsor has been Jennifer Ping, Shelter Insurance. We're your shield, we're your shelter. Kramer Lumber, Do It Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today. Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well. Johnny V's, Main Street Grill, Ivy Tech Community College, We're Changing Lives. Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Everybody, have a great day. Take good care of yourselves, and we will see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.